at Crabtree there. The floods in Queensland and New South Wales have been heartbreaking and harrowing to see on the TV. Trying to understand what it's like in real life isn't easy. The floods and rains aren't looking to ease just yet, though. Volunteers from across the country have travelled to both states to help with the rescue and clean-up. Yesterday on Drive with Nicole Javastik, Jordan Bush is from ARRAT Unit Controller Divisional Commander, but this week he is working with Vic SES Task Force based out of Casino in New South Wales. He spoke to Nicole about what it's like there and about an unplanned rescue to a family stranded with a three-month-old baby in Casino, which is west of Lismore. It's a powerful account and we thought it was worth replaying. Here it is.
What are we seeing? I'll start from the start. We got helicoptered in late last night into Casino, into the township. And on the way there on the helicopter, it was just hundreds of kilometres of nothing but water pretty much. And occasionally you'd see the old ridge cap of a house, or if you were lucky, the second or third story of one on Main Street. Just the tops of power poles. Here in Casino, we're really fortunate in the township. When we got here, a lot of the floodwater had receded in the township, but the devastation that it's left behind in the town is monumental.
You've been working in emergency services for a long time. What was your reaction when you saw hundreds of kilometres of water where towns used to be?
I think I can speak for the entire task force that got sent up here. I reckon we're all really shocked. None of us have ever seen anything like it. And talking to a lot of the locals in Casino, they've never had a flood this bad.
Tell me about the unplanned rescue that you were involved in today.
Yeah, so today, one of our boat crews, so I've got three that are working at Casino with me. We'd tasked one of the boat crews to go with Fire Rescue New South Wales out to check on a few residents that were stranded on an island and potentially bring them back to land. And on the way there, we'd come across another boater that was a civilian. His boat had broken down and became inundated with floodwater. So the crew that got sent out there had to rescue him, and they managed to tow his boat back to land as well. And then they had to go back out and rescue the family that was stranded, which consisted of three children and two adults.
How did they get them out?
We worked with Fire Rescue New South Wales land-based swiftwater rescue team boat, and we towed them back to land on a row.
And what would have happened if you hadn't shown up?
Well, that's currently one of the things we're working on at the minute, is getting food and medical supplies to the people that we can't get to on boat. So obviously it would be another night without food, obviously no shelter. So this family had been out there for at least 2 to 3 days, we reckon.
In the elements?
Nothing good.
What?
Yeah.
On their roof?
Yeah, no, not even on their roof. So thankfully they had a little bit of land, but half their house was in the water, and they had a three-month-old baby with them. So it was very trying times, but luckily we were able to get to them today and get them out.
So these poor buggers, a mother and father,
yeah,
and three children, including a three-month-old baby, are sitting on an island,
yeah,
which has been their property, out there in,
yep,
the elements, waiting for somebody to come and get,
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's horrific, Jordan.
It's very emotional times here in Casino, and I certainly know that the local unit, the minute they've seen us, finally gave them a chance to think about what had actually happened, because the local unit consists of 15 members and all but one lost everything.
How is the baby? How is the family? How is your unit?
So thankfully we managed to get the family out, and they have been given some medical attention. They're all in good spirits now, and they're all doing well. Obviously in shock, but physically they're okay. The casino unit here in New South Wales, they're fantastic. They've provided us with everything we could possibly ask for on a deployment, and they've been super accommodating. But when we got here last night and provided them with that little bit of a break, it was devastating for them.
This is beyond anything that emergency services have experienced before, Jordan.
And that's exactly right. And certainly this unit, Casino, from what I've heard from the local unit commander, haven't experienced anything like this in the township. And obviously from a few of the residents in the town, never experienced anything. They often see the river that goes through the middle of town, the Richmond River. They often see that rise quite a lot, but it never breaks the banks. And last night we actually had to evacuate a street that was beside the river because the river had washed away so much of the land that was on people's back door. And previously they'd had 15, 20 metres of land before the river.
Yeah, that's Jordan Bush there. He is the Ararat Unit Controller Divisional Commander. But this week he is working with the Vic SES Task Force based out of Casino, New South Wales. He spoke with Nicole Javashtik last night on Drive, and we just thought we wanted to hear that story again. Just incredible, incredible acts that are going on by these workers, these volunteer SES workers doing an incredible job over there in New South Wales. Just incredible. And it's not going to be the all clear is not going to happen just yet. There's a few more days of rains and potential flooding as well ahead of them. It's 8:41.